to that lead story now, Nigerians are reacting to yesterday's violence in which police opened fire on protesters in Lagos following 12 days of demonstrations against police brutality. As many as a dozen people are believed to have been shot after officers started shooting at a crowd in the city's Lekki district. They were demonstrating against the despised SARS, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad. In South Africa today, Nigerians are marching in Pretoria in solidarity. EWN reporter Veronica Mahaudi is in the capital for us, joining us on the line now. Veronica, thank you for your time on the Midday Report today. You're in Pretoria. Paint the picture. What's happening out there at the moment?
Well, thanks very much, Mandy. Of course, thousands, or what I'd rather say hundreds, of the Nigerian nationals living here in South Africa have marched to the embassy in Pretoria for a call, of course, not only just, of course, for the SARS unit, which we know has now been disbanded, but rather for accountability to be taken by the Nigerian government to hold those accountable in this unit for the violence and, of course, the allegations of human rights violations. Also here, Mandy, are people protesting against the government in general, saying that, in fact, Nigeria has fallen and plunged rather into corruption and debt, and its leadership, Mandy, of course, letting the country down, letting the youth down. Many of the people here, actually quite a lot of young people as well, coming out to say we are not at home, but it does not make sense that the people that are back at home, our families and our friends, are living in fear and are unsafe. And essentially, they want to speak, of course, to the commissioner here at the embassy, but that has now caused some sort of tension with the demonstrators. The commissioner, of course, not coming out, and demonstrators saying, why not? Why is our commissioner to our country not coming out to address us with the issues, of course, that are not just facing us here at home, but thousands of Nigerians, and of course, police brutality at large and a failed governance, as they say.
Veronica, we heard some of the voices of those people out there protesting, the Nigerians who are protesting today, in the news clip that was just played. There's definitely a sense of anger and outrage amongst people. At least that's what it sounds like. Is that the sense that you're getting?
Absolutely, Mandy. There's quite a lot of frustration coming out from the different demonstrators here today. A lot of them quite angered. And you can see that their anger is stemming quite a lot from fear. That they're saying it does not make sense that a lot of the people back at home are fearing for their lives and that there's no accountability being taken for this unit. And as I'm saying, Mandy, right now, as we speak, police have now stood in front of the embassy gate, blocking it from the protesters. Again, speaking to that frustration that the civilians are under, saying we want to get, you know, the ambassador out so that we can air our demands, so that they can see that this is not just a Nigerian issue, it's an African issue, and it affects every Nigerian citizen across the world.
Veronica, do you also get a sense that the police have the situation under control there, or that it could that it could become even more heated?
At the moment, Mandy, the police have sort of taken quite a calm approach. They're just standing by the gate. We are seeing quite a lot of the demonstrators and the civilians sort of taking, you know, the matters into their own hands, and sort of calming the crowd down and saying, look, this is a peaceful demonstration. This is the point that we want to make, that our voices cannot be stopped, and leaders need to come and address the issues that we are bringing up as a people.
Veronica Mahaudi, EWN reporter out in Pretoria for us. She is monitoring that protest by Nigerians in Pretoria there against the SARS unit and the shooting that happened yesterday in Lagos. Let's speak now to Patrick Egwu, Open Society Fellow on Investigative Reporting at Wits University. Patrick, welcome back to the Midday Report. Obviously, under much darker circumstances than when we last spoke. When we last spoke, Patrick, which was about a week or two ago, the SARS unit in Nigeria had been disbanded. What's happened between then and now that it's reached this point?
Yeah, thank you, Mandy. SARS has been disbanded, and another unit known as the Special Weapons and Tactics Team, SWAT for short, more like the one you have in America, was created in replacement of SARS. But the people are not happy with the development. The people are still angry because members of the disbanded SARS, the few members of the disbanded SARS are going to be reintegrated into the new unit. So the brutality continued, the torture continued, the illegal arrest continued, and all that. And yesterday, the government of the governor of Lagos, Lagos State, which is the largest city in Africa, imposed a 24-hour curfew in Lagos as a way of trying to stop the protest and trying to stop hoodlums and thugs who have, you know, infiltrated the protest. But they equally deployed soldiers in the street to stop, you know, to effect the curfew and to stop peaceful protesters. And I can tell you, according to multiple eyewitness accounts who were at the scene, more than 10 people were killed yesterday by soldiers. The peaceful demonstrators were killed by the soldiers. And it's turned bloody, you know. Multiple videos, you know, making the rounds on social media have shown the soldiers firing live ammunition, live bullets at these peaceful protesters when they are singing the national anthem, when they are just holding the Nigerian national flag. But it didn't stop the soldiers from shooting them. So that's the latest development now. And even the former U.S. vice presidential aspirant, Hillary Clinton, has reacted to the development and calling on the Nigerian government to, you know, to stop the use of soldiers and force on peaceful demonstrators. The same thing with Joe Biden, who is contesting against Donald Trump. He has also released a statement this morning calling on the Nigerian government to, you know, stop the use of soldiers and to stop the use of excessive force on peaceful demonstrators who are just using only the Nigerian flag. That's the only thing they are armed with. They don't have any guns. They don't have any weapons. They only have the national flag, but they were still being shot at by the soldiers yesterday.
Patrick, what are your expectations around how the Nigerian government will respond to this? Do you think that they will respond to this increasing, this mounting international pressure that is now coming after the shooting yesterday?
Yeah, the international, you know, pressure by countries, the UK, the US, and human rights organizations like Amnesty International and other local human rights group in Nigeria will help in, you know, putting pressure on the government to react. But we haven't seen any of that. The president hasn't come out to address, you know, the protesters or the nation, unlike TV, since this thing started more than 2 weeks ago. He has just been releasing statements by his media aides and all that via Twitter and releasing tweets. But people want more than that. People want, the government has said that they are going to set up an investigative panel to look into the abuses by police officers, by the disbanded staff officers. But people don't trust the government because their words in the past, they haven't kept to their words, you know, in the past. There's no transparency in the actions of the government. There's no accountability mechanisms, you know, in holding these officers to account. So we just have to wait and see what this international pressure, you know, by organizations and countries, we just have to wait and see the outcome. But nothing has happened yet, as I can tell you. I've spoken with, you know, some protesters back home, and nothing has happened. And I've been following developments on TV. The government, the president hasn't come out to address the nation on live TV to announce measures and, you know, to calm down tempers that are actually high in Nigeria. There are protests ongoing despite soldiers on the street, despite policemen using live ammunition on the street. The protesters are not backing down. They are still out in the street to protest, you know, against police brutality and against those who were massacred yesterday. More than 10 people, I can tell you, were killed in Lagos yesterday and others across Nigeria.
Patrick Egwu, Open Society Fellow on Investigative Reporting at Wits University. Thank you for your time today. So as you can hear, frustrations clearly growing both in Nigeria and in the diaspora as well. We can see what's happening in Pretoria at the moment. Nigerians in South Africa protesting there, and clearly tensions are high. People are outraged about what's been happening in Lagos.